Okay, we are with the winners of tonight's 31st annual Toyota Care 250. The driver of the number 20 Ream Toyota, Christopher Bell, and crew chief Jason Radcliffe. Gentlemen, outstanding finish, outstanding race. I know, Christopher, it's your second win in the series. Can you talk about taking your Toyota to victory lane in the Toyota Care 250? Appropriate 1-2 finish by Toyotas as well.
Yeah, obviously this is a very important race for Toyota, the whole Toyota Racing Development and Toyota Motorsports or Motor Sales family. So thankfully, we had a really good Camry. All of JGR's cars have been really fast for the last couple weeks now, and it's really shown. They had JGR as a company, could have ran 1-2-3 at Bristol and should have ran 1-2 with Brandon Jones and Ryan Preece last week. And then they did run 1-2 with myself and Noah this week. So that says a lot about the guys at the shop building really fast race cars, and thankfully I'm the guy that gets to drive one of them.
Jason, awesome to see you back in victory lane. Maybe talk about your return in the Xfinity Series with Christopher.
Yeah, it's been fun. Lots changed since I was here last, but it's been a blast. We've had a super great season so far. A few poles under our belt. Had fast race cars every week. You know, like Christopher says, just a testament to all the guys back at the shop, all the hard work. They just keep, you know, improving on these race cars each and every week, and I think it shows. It was a battle tonight, man. We lost a few spots there at one time, and he did a good job of communicating what we need, made some good adjustments on the car, and worked out there in the end. It was a fun night.
Great, thank you. Any questions for either Christopher or Jason, please raise your hand, and we'll get you a mic. Go start with Hank.
Hank Kurz with AP. Christopher, what's it like in that situation when you have a teammate kind of hunting you down and you don't know whether he's going to be clean with you or, you know, especially a guy in his first race where he wants to make history and all that kind of stuff. What kind of goes through your mind each way on that?
Well, I think the word teammate kind of goes out the window whenever you're racing for a win, other than the fact that you try not to crash each other. But, yeah, the track position, man, that's what ultimately won me the race. He probably had a little bit better long-run car than I did, but I don't know. Like, Jason kept telling me lap times, and every time he would tell me a lap time, it was your 40 to his 55 or your 50 to his 55, and then next thing you know, a spotter would key up and say three back. And I'm like, wait a minute, how's he doing that? How's he gaining on me? So that was one thing that, you know, I was kind of worried about. And then at the end of the race, I could tell that I was just starting to struggle more and more and more, and figured he'd be getting there. And, you know, I just kept tried to flip my mirror up and run my race and try and run as fast as I could. And, you know, if he got me, he got me.
We have a couple questions at the press box.
Lee Spencer, RBN. After last weekend's disappointment, how did it feel to go from the lowest of lows back to the highest of highs? Because from the beginning of the season, all you've said is, I want to win.
Yeah, that's a really good question. For me, I've been through a lot of lows in my career between dirt racing and NASCAR racing. And honestly, last week was one of the lowest lows. That race had a lot on the line and paid really good money. Had a lot of cool trophies, and we had a race car that I felt like should have won the race, and we ended up crashed. So that was an extreme disappointment, and just glad that we were able to rebound and win. But, you know, we need to continue winning. You know, one win's not gonna be enough to satisfy myself or Jason or the Joe Gibbs Racing Company. So just got to keep on knocking them off.
Mike Massey with FrontStretch.com. Christopher, your first win kind of came at the expense of a teammate. How important for you was it to win this one just like a clean manner to impress the boss man?
My other one was a clean manner too, so.
All right. Any other questions for either Christopher or Jason? We'll go to Zach in the center.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com for Christopher. Elliot was in here, and he like you, is going to be eligible for Dash for Cash for next week, and this is the first year that Talladega is included among those. He expressed some concern that there may be potentially more chaos than usual. Do you feel that way, and what are your outlook for that?
Well, the thing about Talladega is we're not going to know who's going to win the Dash for Cash until the last couple inches come into the line, because we see it time and time again there. You're going to be four or five wide whenever you come to the finish line, and so it's you're not going to be able to put a lot of stock into who's leading the money, you know, who's leading the Dash for Cash. Even whenever you take the white flag, you know, the guy who's leading is more than likely not going to be the guy who wins it. So that's just the thing about Talladega is with the pack racing, it always jumbles around, and it's going to be a crapshoot.
We have another one upstairs in the press box.
Yes, it's Lee again. Jason, what can you say about the evolution of Christopher? And Christopher, when he gets done, will you tell us what your transportation looks like getting to Peevely?
It's been, you know, this is, what, our seventh race working together. But I'm extremely impressed, obviously. It's been, like I mentioned before, it's been a lot of fun. And I think just tonight, you know, to watch the discipline, the amount that Christopher learned in the first and second stage and then was able to apply that and, again, communicate what he needed in the race car and then just be disciplined for 90 laps, you know, to go out there and get everything he could out of his car. Who knows what the future holds? I think it's obviously bright, and hopefully this is just one of many to come this season.
And as far as my transportation to Peevely, I got a commercial flight out of Charlotte at 9:30 tomorrow. So land around 10:30 and go bolt a seat in and try and beat the Outlaws.
Very good. Christopher, Jason, any final questions? Upstairs. All right. Congratulations, gentlemen. Great job tonight. Thank you for coming in.